This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, joined by Torch SmackDown specialist Greg Parks for a discussion of the January 12th Raw from Sioux City, Iowa. The blizzards of Iowa. This was a very cold day outside, according to a couple reports we got. But the show was pretty hot inside. Is that a good segue? I guess it's an all right segue. Is that you approve of that one, Greg? Is that good? It's fine.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. In any event, Raw's not quite go home show before the Royal Rumble. Still have another week of TV next week. This show had a 24-minute John Cena Shawn Michaels match. I have it at 4.5 stars. That was a really excellent, excellent TV match. One of the other big stories was Jericho being fired in the first segment. Greg, what was your overall impression of this show, and what jumps out at you that you want to talk about right at the top of the update?
I thought it was an okay show. You know, with only 4 matches, of course, you know, Michaels and Cena did go 24 minutes. So, you know, it didn't feel like they fit as much in here as they have in past shows. It didn't feel like everything exactly clicked on this show. It was just missing something. It wasn't as good as last week, I don't think. You know, obviously the two big stories, Jericho being fired and the Michael Cena match, which, you know, would have been a pay-per-view worthy main event, in my opinion. It was that good. So there were a couple good segments. There were a couple segments that it's not that I didn't like them. They just didn't do much for me, and it really felt like WWE not having a pay-per-view in so long finally caught up to it this week, you know, because we've been blessed with so many good Raws. And, you know, usually when they don't have that pay-per-view to build for, you know, next week or the week after, they kind of get ADD, the writers, and they don't really, you know, build to anything, and they just throw anything they want on there because they're not building to a pay-per-view. And we've had tons of weeks since Armageddon, between Armageddon and the Royal Rumble, and they've done well so far. But this week, I thought it was just a middle-of-the-road show.
Yeah, I thought this was one of the better shows I can remember from Raw. I guess we'll kind of...
Oh!
Yeah, we'll have something to talk about here. Little tease.
This doesn't happen very often.
I know, usually we're on the same page, so... this will, I guess, a little tease for the readers or the listeners to keep listening and find out how we resolve this. But I thought every segment meant something and did something. You know, I think maybe I'm caught up a little bit in the Cena and Michaels euphoria. I thought it was an excellent match, but I really honestly think that every segment had a purpose. There were some disappointing segments. I'm not saying it's a 10.0 show. I would probably have it at an 8 right now, but I look forward to breaking this down, Greg. We can actually have a legit debate and see if we can hammer out some of the issues we're having. So
this should be fun.
This should be a fun update. So we started off with JBL's limo backstage. They do a fade inside the limo because we're on a movie, and it's WWE Studios and getting ready for John Cena's movie coming out in a little bit less than 2 months, right about 2 months. Shawn Michaels, JBL. JBL says, this is your WrestleMania. So that's kind of the setup for tonight's main event, which is Michaels gets his WrestleMania match tonight. What do you think about how they started the show with this opening segment?
It was okay. I think it would have had a greater effect if they didn't do almost the exact same segment later on in the locker room. You know, I thought that segment later on with Michaels and JBL in the locker room was kind of pointless. You know, Michaels didn't get the chance to defend himself. But I felt like this was almost the exact same segment as that one was. And, you know, to start the show, it was fine. You know, I can take or leave that limo cam that they do once in a while. And,
yeah.
You know, you have the puppy dog Shawn Michaels who doesn't say anything to JBL. I would like to see, I guess, Shawn Michaels' attitude a little differently. I'd like to see him, you know, be JBL's employee, but still kind of have a little edge to him and not be the same, you know, head down, moping around kind of guy we saw in the Jericho feud. I guess, you know, that's too much of this Michaels for me. And I think it's the kind that can kind of you know, great on the fans. You know, if they're always seeing you be down and moping around, I mean, they may not necessarily get behind you. And I just think we saw too much of that Michaels tonight in those two backstage segments, although he did show a little spunk in the second one there.
Yeah, I can take the Michaels moping around if we get a match like Michaels Cena tonight. And if we get more segments like that where you see glimpses of the old HBK, like that little girl had that sign before the match. You know, I miss the old HBK. I think it was the sign that she had. And you know, I can take this angle if it's going to, A, it's going to lead to something with HBK just reverting to the old HBK and just using this as kind of a springboard to make that important again. Or if we get more content like we have with the main event tonight, where, you know, you got to take a little bit of your sulky and puppy dog-eyed Michaels to get to the awesome Michaels in the ring or awesome Michaels segment later on in the show. I'm willing to accept that because I think one of the stars of the show was JBL. And I thought JBL did one of the best heel manager jobs I can remember. I mean, then again, WWE doesn't really have heel managers, but, you know, just the subtlety of how he played his character later on in the main event, I thought was one of the highlights of the show. But we'll get to that. So I can take this storyline with Michaels because JBL is doing great work right now, and we're still getting epic Michaels later on in each episode of TV recently. So I can accept that as it is right now.
The Michaels match certainly redeemed him as far as, you know, giving him some more credibility and maybe allowing the fans to see through his sulking. But, and you mentioned the payoff is going to be the old Michaels. But are fans willing to continue to sit through the sulking Michaels to get to that finish line, or are they just going to not care by the time it gets to that? You know, that's what I'm worried about. You know, he plays the part well, but it's a book we've already read, and you know they're doing a different twist on it. Yes, but you know, his attitude is bringing me down. It's a buzzkiller, man.